Cash Patel highlights incredible work of Los Angeles, San Diego FBI divisions to protect the American people. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 19, 2026. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. Director Cash Patel highlighted the incredible work of the FBI's Los Angeles and San Diego divisions in an internal update. In Patel's weekly update, he explained that he had the chance to see the agency's teams in California, and that he visited the LA and San Diego field offices. Patel noted that the offices have been doing incredible work to protect the American people. FBI LA recently carried out Operation Never Say Die, $50 million healthcare fraud takedown. And in the same week, they seized 255 kilograms of cocaine during a major DTO takedown, Patel shared. We also had a chance to take a look at some of the leading work their team is doing to secure the upcoming 2026 FIFA World Cup and 2028 Summer Olympics. FBI San Diego has also been doing tremendous work, including a massive 700% increase in narcotic seizures last year compared to 2024, as well as major counter-espionage operations, violent crimes against children takedowns, and more, Patel continued. Patel also revealed that he had met and talked with the National Association of Women Law Enforcement Executives about the importance of partnerships and the record successes the agency has had over the last year. Patel also highlighted how one of the people on the agency's top 10 most wanted fugitives list was apprehended in Florida. First, thanks to your outstanding work, the 8th top 10 most wanted fugitive in the last year has just been captured, Patel said. Just hours after being added to the list, tips poured in, and FBI Kansas City subject Kashawn Roper was apprehended in Florida. Patel thanked the great work by NTOC to process these tips, and also thanked the FBI's Jacksonville and Kansas City divisions for rapid coordination. And out of FBI Norfolk, a Navy reservist wanted for first-degree murder in connection with the death of his wife was apprehended thanks to our great partnerships in Hong Kong, Patel added. He's already been returned to the States to face justice.